On Half Time.
Are you fitting well?
Fitting well. I just want to wish you well. Why'd
you give up on me so soon? One man that'll never give up on you too soon is Paul Coburn. How are you, Copes?
Very well, very well.
Excellent, mate. Of course, brought to us by the Mill Park Physiotherapy Group, 94369666. If you want to check out Copes or any of the other physios there for a bit of advice.
I've got a traffic alert.
Tell it to me.
Down at Rod Laver Arena, I thought, geez, the Wimbledon fans have slipped something in the cucumber sandwiches. And I thought, hell, they've really gone right off what they're wearing and the looks, etc. I guess on reflection, there's probably a Lady Gaga concert down there.
Oh, there is. Yes, of course there is. So all the little monsters were down there.
Yeah, so just if you're driving past there, you know, just a warning.
There's some weird people.
Yeah, there is.
She's a strange lady, there's no doubt. Hey, you've brought in a very special topic today, Cobes. We're talking headaches / migraines.
Yeah, today we're going to cover migraine headaches. And we've got a special guest who's got there's some established views on how to treat headaches. But we've got a special guest that might have an insight into a new technique that's being used at the moment.
We have too, and let's introduce him now. Roger O'Toole from the Watson Headache Clinic joins us on www.watsonheadacheclinic.com, or you can also catch them at 1-300-4-HEADACHE if you want some advice on your headaches. G'day, Roger.
Hi, Tony. Thanks
I'll just get you to turn that microphone just around so you're talking right into it. Beautiful, that's the way, mate. Welcome aboard. It is a really serious topic because there is nothing more debilitating, I don't reckon, than a nasty headache and even more so, a shocking migraine.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably, I'd refer to it as maybe the silent epidemic. There's a lot of people out there, so 3 million Australians suffering migraine. And if we add in tension type headache, there's another 7 million that are suffering with that. And absolutely, it can knock you out. So typically, people with a migraine might be out for a day, but then a couple of days after, they've usually got what they refer to as a hangover, where they're still not productive.
Mm. Okay, so Rog, could you explain to us for a start or actually define the difference between a severe headache and a migraine headache?
It's a curly question, Paul, because there's a lot of conflicting ideas and when it comes down to it, it can be hard to distinguish between the two. So a severe tension headache, if you like, can mimic or be very similar to a severe migraine. But really, the definition, if you like, is that a migraine is one-sided.
Yep.
It's moderate to severe intensity, often with a throbbing or a pulsatile sort of nature to it.
Yep.
And also associated with nausea or vomiting and or sensitivity to light and sound.
So what's the aura thing that they talk about?
Yeah, that's a visual disturbance that can precede or accompany their migraine. And people can, in fact, have an aura without head pain.
Yeah.
So there's, but again, it the way that it's sort of been traditionally looked at is that these are independent sort of beings, if you like, or entities. But what the research is starting to suggest now is that they're more a continuum. So there's no sort of...
So they might all have relationship between them.
Yeah,
two.
That there's a common underlying issue. In tension headache, in migraine, menstrual migraine, cluster headache. So there's a lot of these sort of subtypes.
All right. Yep. So traditionally, what have been thought to be the triggers for migraine headache?
That's probably as varied as we look. You know, stress, hormones with menstrual migraine. People, you know, have chocolate as a trigger. So I guess the way that we're sort of, and traditionally the medical approach or the approach from, say, GP might be to do a diary of what you've eaten or what you've done during the day, see if you can identify something that commonly precedes your migraine. For the lucky ones, they might be able to pick something out and say, oh, great, I've just got to avoid chocolate and I don't get my migraine anymore. But often there might be two or three different things, and that can be really hard to actually sort of nut down.
So if people had having the headaches, the first step is to go to the GP, get everything cleared. I guess because off air, Shebex, you were talking about the fact you had a migraine once after concussion.
Yeah, heads collided on a footy field. We were both running for the mark, bang, both knocked out. I remember the next day, and it's the only time I reckon I've ever had a migraine. I've had bad headaches, but the only time I've ever had a migraine, because everything, every sound was amplified by about 1,000. Light was just, I couldn't stand light. I had to be in total darkness for the day. And it was the day after the concussion, and it really, I felt crook and really bad, and I can only understand and feel so sorry for people that suffer that on a regular basis. But for me, the trigger was, I would say, the concussion.
Yeah, look, it's not uncommon in what's sort of being referred to now as post-concussion syndrome, that people might have their chronic headaches or migraines. Certainly in your case, you'd want to know that you're okay. Mm. So first step would be to see your GP to get cleared. And anyone that does contact our clinic, we do a phone screen with them initially.
Yeah.
And we're really looking at, is this person appropriate? And so the things that we sort of look at are how long have they had symptoms and has that changed significantly in the past 3 months?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyone, or is it new? So if you've just got a new severe headache, sudden onset, and it's only been 2 weeks, we're going to send you to your GP to get
checked. Have we been able to categorise a specific group of people that suffer from headaches more than or migraines more than anyone else?
With migraine in particular, it's women three times more than men. Tension headache is a bit less of a difference, about 1.5 women more than men. And interestingly, cluster headache is probably a bit the opposite. It's probably men slightly more than women.
Now, Rog, in the past, when I graduated, we treated headaches. We've always treated headaches, but we didn't treat migraines because we didn't feel like we had an impact.
Yep.
Why? What's happened with you're working with a guy from South Australia.
Yep, Dean Watson.
Dean Watson. That's and Dean right. Watson's done some research into looking at migraine headaches. What's his approach? Why is it different?
Yep. Traditionally, the physio approach, I guess, the way we're trained is to look at movement and to look at painful restriction of movement, which really feeds back into some of those triggers. So it's really trying to, can we improve the movement of a joint? Can we reduce the tension of a muscle?
Yep.
And hopefully that might have an effect on their headache.
Yep.
And as you said, typically we don't see the migraine. It's only about 2% would actually seek treatment for their neck because it's just not within the medical model. So what's different about the research that's being done as part of Dean's PhD, which he's just completing now, is that they took a group of tension headache sufferers and migraine sufferers, and in applying pressure in really specific ways to the upper part of the neck, they're able to reproduce the typical head pain. So the pain that they would typically suffer during their headache or their migraine in every single one of the tension headache sufferers, so 100%, and all but one of the migraine sufferers, they were able to reproduce that pain. So we would say that not only does that suggest that the neck's involved, but it's actually central to the problem.
So it could have something to do with the nerves at the bottom of the brainstem?
Absolutely, Tony, you've been reading.
No, it just made sense.
It does. Well, it does. And it what we know is that, and this is not new research.
Hang on, well, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's do
can
that.
When you come back, I think we just need to say how it has an impact. Because it's a bit different to the way we used to think.
Yep.
And then people can think about whether it might be appropriate for them.